You're listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and I'm so excited because we are kicking off the new year with a very special guest. And our guest today is Taylor Jones, and he is the owner of an awesome restaurant here in town called BB Parents. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm enjoying it. I love Decatur. I'm blessed to be a part of that restaurant, and we always strive to do our best, and we got a strong team.
Awesome. Well, we have so much to talk about, but before we do that, let's jump into our cheese straw segment, our favorite Southern treat. So today's cheese straw description is provided by Taylor. So Taylor, describe a cheese straw to us.
Well, cheese straws are all different. Depends if your mama makes them or if they come from the bakery down the street or somebody that specializes in them. Were they in a can or did they come straight out of an oven? I always prefer my mom's because I know she puts that extra little love in it. But a cheese straw kind of reminds me of being a Green Bay Packer fan. And I guess I'm a Green Bay Packer fan because my dad is. And I believe he derived being a Green Bay fan due to Bart Starr.
Okay.
And being from Birmingham, Bart Starr, he is from Birmingham. So he was always real nice to me. But a cheese straw is delicious if it's cooked right and not so good if it's not. And it's best if it's got a little bit of crispy action with a little bit of spice behind it, and then it melts in your mouth. And those are tough to find.
Okay, so in the fourth grade, do you remember those starter jackets? Like, they made a comeback a couple of years ago. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. I love starter jackets.
Yeah, I've been so looking at them. Green Bay Packers one, and my dad was always like, why are you actually a Green Bay Packers fan? And I was like, no, it just looks cool, Dad.
Yeah. I actually had a Green Bay Packer one, too, when I was little.
Did you?
I got to grow into it over 5 years. They didn't make a size that fit me just right, and so I got to live with that jacket for, 5 to 6 years, and I think I still have it in my closet. So they're special. Yeah,
we didn't keep mine, but my sister had the Kansas City Chiefs because we lived in Kansas for a long time, and we still have that one, and her sons wear it. It's pretty cool. So
they last a long time. I get on eBay or Facebook Marketplace every now and then and type in Alabama or Green Bay.
And find something.
I tried to.
I love that. So Taylor, let's talk about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started into the restaurant business.
Well, so I had met my girlfriend and partner out and about. She was looking real pretty, and so I went and talked to her, and we ended up, we actually still have a video of us dancing that night.
Oh.
And I actually didn't know she had this restaurant for maybe 4 to 5 months. And I went to a Christmas party up there, and they were discussing closing it down. And I said, well, they had made some barbecue sauce and French fries and a few things for the party, ribs and chicken, and I actually took a French fry and dipped it in the barbecue sauce and put it in her mouth. And I said, how in the world could you close down a restaurant with this sauce? Number one. Number two, if you close this thing down, they might not let you back in Decatur. And so we looked around for a partner, and then we looked around for somebody to manage it. And at the time I was a professional golfer, and I was going to actually get Courtney to move to Birmingham. And we just decided to stay up here. I told her I'll run the restaurant and we'll see what we can do. And it's really been on a nice incline the last 6 years with just keeping customers happy, the staff happy, and just making constant improvements. And the city took real nice to me, but obviously the restaurant was started by Benny and Braxton Perrin. Mm-hmm. And so it was big shoes to fill. Benny, he was really loved around here, around North Alabama and if you're an Alabama Crimson Tide fan, then you really knew about him. He got the game ball in the 3-15 Bear Bryant game, and he also was on the 78 and 79 national championship teams while being the quarterback at Decatur High School before he got there. So
I didn't know that.
So I had big shoes to fill, and he actually had some memorabilia laying around, and I just got it reframed and all his game balls put up, and it was a real special thing for me to be able to do to keep it going. But
that's awesome.
There's so much more to talk about too, but that's kind of the background of the restaurant and how I got a part of it.
So what would you say, as such a popular restaurant here, what is your favorite aspect of owning and operating a business here in Decatur?
Well, it's probably all the friends I've met. We have a loyal customer base, and they've all become my friends. And it's fun to be up there when they come in and hanging out and hearing neat little things around the city. And even when I visit other restaurants, because we have tons of awesome places to go, and really none of us are in competition with one another. We all have a forte. So if, I'm hungry for a steak, I'll visit. I like to eat local, but, you know, I'll go to Bank Street Grill or St. McGee's. But if I'm feeling like some chicken salad, I'll go to Java J's or Let's Do Lunch, and which they got so many more great items besides those. But it's something, if you live here and you stay here and you're moving around town, you're going to get to visit them all. And luckily, we get to spend time together, and they frequent us, and we try to support them too. So that's my favorite things about it. It's a smaller town, and we got newcomers coming in, and we can, you know, we're going to be friends with them, but we have a nice base to where we're all getting the meet and greet. It's kind of like living. It's the biggest, smallest city I've been a part of, and I love it.
I love that. I know you have done a lot of work on the restaurant as well, a lot of upgrades, and you have a full bar. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that? And you've got a great menu, impressive menu. So do you want to highlight some of your favorite dishes as well?
I would have to say the scariest part about BB Perrins is the menu variety. It really complicates things up when you're smoking stuff, making pizzas, which is baking. You actually got real dishware, so we got to wash it. We got fresh produce coming in every day. We're hand making all the sauces every week. So there's a lot of nuances. And the worst thing, the toughest thing to deal with is fried foods, because now we got fry oil, and that can, you spill a little bit, the floor is as slick as it can be. So that's the toughest part about the restaurant, is the variety on that menu. The easiest part is having a mean, great team that's experienced to take care of it and to maintain some of those people. My friends, family is what I'd like to call them, is constant in building the customer base to be able to take care of them to where they're happy and able to live a nice lifestyle. But I might have gotten a little off topic, but the My favorite menu item that we have, it probably rotates daily, because I'll go ask Maribel, Patty, or Edith in the kitchen. I'm like, what do you think looks the best today? And sometimes it's a smoked chicken with the white sauce, or sometimes I'll be sitting with Coach Harp, and it's a Glover, which is a boneless chicken breast. And he tries to keep me healthy, but it's tough with a menu like this. And
y'all, that fried food and pizza, let's go.
That's right. And the ribs, you can't go wrong with the ribs. So it's a typical barbecue restaurant, but there's so many great barbecue restaurants around here that it's fun to have we get to hang in there with them. But Scruggs is delicious. Witz has got good food. Big Bob's, I ate there this Sunday. So, I mean, it's tremendous. And I feel bad if I'm leaving anybody out, but it's tough to think about everything.
I love that. So if I was a visitor coming in, is there, there's so much memorabilia in BB Parents. So where would you tell somebody to sit? Is there like a specific table or sit at the bar, or what would be your suggestion?
There are some neat memorabilia items at BB's. Typically everything's autographed. And so we got a collection of Benny's game balls from the NFL. And we have some balls that that he got from Coach Bear Bryant and the entire teams back in the day. And those are real special. We have a practice jersey of his that's real special. And we got an Alabama baseball jersey. So one neat thing about Benny is he was a athlete. So he played golf, baseball, and football. And he probably played more sports than that. I mean, he probably would have dominated water polo from what I hear. But so he played on the baseball team at Alabama until, from what I hear, the accounts that I hear from people, his friends, he was playing baseball until he accidentally missed part of a football practice. And Coach Bear Bryant came down and told him, son, when we got football practice, that's what you're going to be doing. And I think that was his last day on the baseball team. And but we have one of his Alabama baseball jerseys, which is really cool. And we got more memorabilia. I just, the restaurant's so small, it's tough to get it all
so
framed
anywhere you
and
sit.
Put it up. Anywhere you sit, there's something really cool. Now, one of my friends, he used to caddy for Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Ray Floyd, David Graham when he won a U.S. Open. And he loved memorabilia. So he actually was generous enough to give me and my dad some memorabilia. And it's hanging up in different parts of the restaurant. So it's got lots of PGA Tour memorabilia around, which is nice.
That is
being
awesome.
A golfer. Love golf. So
tell me a little bit about, I think you mentioned this to me probably a couple of months ago. You have a ton of bourbon, which is like a whole thing with guys your age. Like, I think we stood in the ABC line for like hours before Christmas. So tell us a little bit about your bourbon collection at BB Parents.
Oh my, well, we're so at BB's, the worst thing is I actually have to separate what I have or what I worked, you know, camping out or sitting in a long line, which you did. It's still happening these days. But back in the day, you could actually camp out and acquire some of the best bottles ever. And I wouldn't put it past me to have been in a line for 6 days.
What?
Yes. It's we used to have the best time. So I mean, we got a good team, so I'd let them run the restaurant. And then if we had the line just right, then we could leave for just a little bit and then come back. And I'd even cater some BBs to the line.
What?
And keep everybody happy. So we'd be swapping.
It's like Black Friday. It's crazy.
You know, it was better. I mean, there's really a fun bourbon community out there. You got the Huntsville Bourbon Aficionados and the Alabama Bourbon Club. And there's some outlier groups. We probably need to make a Decatur Bourbon Club because there's some guys around here that really love it too. Mm-hmm. But that collection has to stay separate from BB's because you're only allowed to serve the bourbons, liquors, wines, beer that you get from the distribution company or the ABC wholesaler. Mm-hmm. And we're gracious from time to time to where they will give us some bottles that are of a higher caliber. But most of the time, those bottles typically get given to commercial establishments that are under a big LLC, that their production of what they're selling increases, a single owned restaurant tenfold, 20-fold. So they're getting the main bottles every year. But every now and then the reps know me and they'll drop me off a special one that we can share with the customers at BB's. So that's always fun.
I wouldn't believe that you have friends everywhere, Taylor. I would never believe it.
I've had fun. I went to two different high schools, and I hate to say it, but I actually was at four different colleges. So when you do that and then you play golf all over Alabama and a little bit beyond, it's fun to have friends, you know, and every, you know, it seems like every state. And it's so going out shopping is always fun. You never know who you're going to run into.
So do you still golf some, or do you still teach at all, or are you full-time BB parents now?
Well, this year it was actually a blessing to me, but I had so much with BBs, and then I'm actually a roof inspector too for Alliance Roofing and Restoration in Athens. Okay. And I was able to put on 86 roofs this year.
Wow.
And between roofing and BBs, I figured out I don't have much time for golf. So the USGA, I applied to get my amateur status back, and they were gracious and gave it back to me in, I think, 6 weeks. So I signed up for a couple of amateur tournaments at the end of the season last year, and barely missed them because I'm a bit rusty. But and golf, you never know what's going to happen. It's just like a game of life. So this upcoming year is going to be fun with golf.
Love it. I can't wait to hear more about that. So looking ahead for BB parents, what are some of your plans for the future or your vision? Are there any upcoming changes to the menu or initiatives for the restaurant?
The funnest thing about BBs is it's part of my heart. It's part of the way I think and operate. And I try to do everything to make it the best it can be. And it's interesting what you're going to run into from the day-to-day basis just to maintain the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But I find that it's a whole nother level to make it better upon maintaining it. And that's what we've been able to do throughout this last 6 years is constantly make improvements. And this year, jumped one of my biggest hurdles. I didn't know that it was going to come like this, but it was an expensive one. But I had to rebuild the entire walk-in cooler while staying in operation the entire time. So my favorite stat about BBs, and goodness gracious, I'm glad there's wood right here so I can knock on it. But we have never shut down a moment that we were supposed to be open.
That's amazing.
And now that doesn't, we did miss two Sundays but we're typically not open on Sundays. We try to reserve that for the playoffs and NFL, but we did miss two Sundays this year that I wanted to be open. But obviously everybody, when we have a smaller staff, they need to take a break too. And I wasn't going to force anybody to work or me run the whole restaurant by myself. That would not be good. It takes a good team to do that. But as far as snowstorms, I'll go pick up a few people and we'll open the restaurant when everybody else is like, we can't ride. But I always have a 4x4 truck with big tires on it. And so I'll go pick up enough people around town and then we'll open up and we'll be packed.
I bet. I love but that.
That's my favorite thing that I've been able to do is not shut down the restaurant while improving it. Mm-hmm. But that cooler, it's got a brand new draft system. The beer is very cold. I got the system cutting off at 33 degrees and cutting off at 31 degrees and cutting on at 33. So the beer is sitting there 31 to 32 degrees when it comes out of the tap.
That's awesome.
I know that's probably not the most wonderful thing to talk about, but it's one of my favorite things.
Beer. Yeah. I think everybody wants to talk about beer.
Yeah. Within reason, it's good.
Yeah, within reason. We made it all through the holidays, so now everybody's trying to figure out what life is back to work. So, but you guys never stopped. So I love that you talked about the playoffs and NFL. So I know community involvement is really important, but it sounds to me like you've really created a community at BB Parents. So do you have like some regulars that come for the playoffs and for NFL nights? And like, what does that look like?
Oh,
and beer?
That, like the SEC. So we had two games in a row that were absolutely incredible. I missed the second one because I just couldn't stand it. I had to go to the SEC championship. But the atmosphere at BB's when the Milrow to Isaiah Bond catch on that last play was incredible. And I know now after that playoff game the other day, we had a couple of Michigan fans and a couple of other ones and BB's. Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, maybe our vibes were off in a synergy spot for Alabama football. But I thought we had it. But when that play happened to Isaiah Bond, the fourth of Milrow, as people call it, it was electric in there. And I felt bad for the few Auburn fans we had. They thought they had it won. And I remember one guy, I rewatched the videos. I actually posted them on our Facebook. And he put his fingers in his ears and put his head down. I'm sorry I called you out, but that was one of my better moments watching a replay video at BB's, besides one of us accidentally falling or something and laughing about it later. And
that's pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm an Auburn fan, but that's by default because my husband is. And when we first got married, I was like, you know what? I'll just be on Team Auburn. And we took our boys to the bowl game. And I'll just say that it was a lot better to watch Alabama play this time around because, woo, Auburn had a hard time. So,
well, I always say, what's one without the other? And I remember y'all beating us six times in a row. And that kind of, I was like, we don't ever need to let this happen again. This has been a brutal 6 years listening to all my Auburn friends.
That's been a minute, though, Taylor. Yeah. We're going on like a decade, aren't we, or something? I don't know.
If y'all would have just let it be four times, it probably wouldn't have been so bad. I don't think Nick Saban forgets stuff like that.
But we got basketball going on with Auburn, so I will say that, you know, that was fun. We got to go to the Auburn basketball game when they were in Huntsville, and we were able to sponsor that, and that was really cool. So they're so huge in person.
Now, on that topic, though, I got to tell you, one of my favorite times in BB's history is when Auburn was doing so well in the NCAA March Madness. Mm-hmm. And all the Auburn fans were coming into BB's. We do have four pictures up. We got four Auburn pictures up in there. So it's not like
we got four.
And it's of them doing great things.
I need to sit by it.
Benny always had it in the back right corner. There's actually a wall back behind there that had Auburn football. And so I stick some of those pictures on that wall.
I love it. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. So, Taylor, is there anything else that you want to talk about today that we haven't already talked about? You've been such a joy to have with us.
Oh, thank you. You know, we got a new year coming, so it's always good to, you know, my year, actually, I thought it was going to be starting out great, but we had some adversities to get through. And from here on out, from this podcast out, I would say never give up. Always do the best you can, persevere, love everybody. And if you do the best you can and do that, then everything will end up being good in the long run. So be strong.
Be strong.
And get up with some vigor and never give up. And look at the positive things and don't dwell on the bad. That's the kind of my new year topic. So speaking of beer earlier, I was talking to my girlfriend Courtney earlier this morning. She says, you know, I'm fasting from it for 21 days. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to join you. So, yeah, I know that
be
cold
strong.
Beer. Yeah, I know. No moss.
We'll check in on you in a week or two.
That sounds good. I might need to work on the pizzas and barbecue too.
Yes. Are y'all going to have like a party once you get through the 21-day fast?
I might wait till like Valentine's or something. Once I get going, I might just keep it going.
You might feel better. You know, we are getting older. Like it's a little harder when you get older.
It is.
Well, I would love to move into the Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before we head on out. So we've asked Taylor to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that you've probably never heard of before. So did you know?
Oh, goodness. Well, this is a complete freestyle, but did you know that I love hickory golf? And that's when you dress up in pre-1935 gear and you play with hickory golf clubs. So they're Tad Moore makes modern reproductions, or you can go deep, kind of like I did, and you can get old school, that like pre-1935 golf clubs, restore them, and then go play in these golf tournaments. Did you know that I won 2 U.S. Hickory Opens?
Did you really?
I have. So I won my first one in 2016 at Sedgefield Country Club. And it was a battle. I mean, you're playing with these old golf clubs. And I actually went eagle, eagle, par to go up by 5. And did you know, with 2 holes to go, you can lose that lead.
And really?
Oh, yeah. This guy, double bogey, and he went birdie, birdie, and I'm tied with him, and I can't believe it. And I'm like, so we got a playoff. And I went 3 under on 4 holes at Sedgefield in the playoff while everybody else is enjoying their lunch and stuff in the clubhouse. I mean, we might have had 15 to 20 people watching, but I was like, golly, we could be eating, but I missed that 3-footer on the last hole. But I ended up winning, thank goodness. And then I won another one real special with my dad actually came with me and played in the tournament. And so it's just a good time with all those, the guys. They really embrace the tradition, dress up, have fun. And with those hickory golf clubs, you got to be just a little bit smoother and hit the ball a little bit sweeter to make it work.
That is so cool.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to look more into that because I have not heard of that before. But that is so cool.
I'll show you all the golf clubs and stuff. Y'all get a kick out of it.
Awesome. I love that. So thank you so much for coming on with us today. I loved hearing about all of your stories and diving deeper into BB Perrin. So if people wanted to follow you, how do they find you?
Well, I have a Instagram. It's TLJones6. And then I have a golf Instagram that is The Golf Authority.
Okay.
The Golf Authority. I know I was telling my parents, I was riding home. I think we went to the Indy 500 one year. And I was just making a new Instagram for all my golf stuff when I turned pro. And I said, can y'all believe nobody has The Golf Authority? And I typed it in and boom, I got it.
That is awesome. I love that. The Golf Authority.
I need a badge or something, right?
No. Do what? A badge?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit us on our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.